Emily, thanks so much for joining me today. Jesus said we're not ready. He's going to come and we're not going to be ready, and he wants us to be ready. And so we're talking about all the things we need to get out on the table and make sure that we are good with him, that we have left this life behind, and we're entering into life with him forever, which is totally different. The closer I get to him, the more I see the change that I have to make to be on the same page with him. And you know, he just shows you a little at a time, as much as you can handle. And so let's let him do that today. Jesus, give us what we can handle. Show us what we need to know. Transform us into your image so that we're ready to stand before you that day, and that we look like you without spot or wrinkle. We thank you, Jesus. We're praising you. All glory. So when Jesus corrects us, when he shows us we have something in between him and us, a God, it's sin. And so it's never usually very comfortable. It's always something that we have been clinging to for a while, and we don't want to get rid of it. And we also have the enemy tempting us with that thing, because he wants his mark on us. He wants to mark us as his. And so when we're letting go of something that Jesus told us to let go of, we're willing, but he's still pulling on the other end. In fact, I had a dream the other night. I'm just going to tell you this one part. I had to pull something out of the water, and it was so hard. It was so forceful. I had to push my way down and pull up what I was after with all my might. And that's how it is. That's how we're going to be able to get to that place, is by pushing the enemy out of the way. And he's so sneaky. He's so careful as to how he deceives you. So when you know something is wrong, this is what Jesus said, you hide it. No one knows about it. And it's not always something like really, really terrible. It's just something that you're using instead of going to Jesus and relying on him. So it's as a vice of sorts. Whatever it is, if you're relying on it, or you're using it to accomplish something rather than Jesus, then it's in the way. And so lots of times the confusion really hides that the enemy is behind it. James 3:16 says, whenever there is jealousy, envy, contention, selfish ambition, there will be confusion. So anything that you want, or if you're competing, the selfish ambition, you know, wanting to accomplish, unrest, disharmony, rebellion, all sorts of evil practices. The wisdom of God is, first of all, pure, undefiled, peace-loving, and courteous, considerate, gentle. It's willing to yield to reason, full of compassion and good fruits. It's wholehearted and straightforward, impartial, unfringed, free from doubts, wavering, and insincerity. And so when you're doing something wrong and you're confused about it, these are the reasons. Well, I think this is okay with Jesus. And, you know, the enemy has convinced you it's okay. It's fine. You can continue in this manner. But you're hiding it. That's the first sign of the enemy deceiving you into thinking that this thing that you're doing is okay. you're hiding it. Take a hold of that as soon as you notice it and say, wait a minute, if I'm hiding this, then it's wrong. And also, that's when you don't have that peace. You don't have that peace and that kindness like we just read. We don't have pure, undefiled, peace-loving. We're not courteous. We're not considerate, gentle, because we're doing something that, you know, we want to have, that we're part of. We're doing something that's putting ourselves before others. And so we don't have that peace. In fact, we have confusion. We have disharmony. You don't have that love, that love that just passes, gives you that peace that passes all understanding, because you've put yourself first. So that confusion, you know, not knowing for sure, the enemy uses that and twists it into the place where he gets you to do it anyway. And all of the symptoms are here. Maybe you're doing something because you're jealous and you want what somebody else wants, or because you want to return evil for evil. Maybe you're just aching to say some things or say some bad things about other people, and you know that you shouldn't be doing it, but yet you are. But yet then the enemy gives you an excuse that it's okay. It's okay. But then you're hiding it. At the same time, you don't want to be known as the thing that you're hiding. You don't want anyone to know. Or, you know, maybe you said something and you said, I don't want anyone to know that I said this, right? And so, you know, you already know that you're not right with Jesus. And that takes away all your peace, all your joy. It takes away all, everything good in your life. And you don't have patience and kindness for others. You don't have rest. You don't have time. You don't have that contentment. You don't even have time to sit with Jesus, because you're running around doing this thing that you think is, or the enemy has talked you into thinking it's going to make you happy. And so that is disobeying God, and at the same time, separating you from him. And so Jesus is, he's asking us today to surrender to those knowings that he's giving you, those promptings, the confusion, the doubt, hiding, the lack of peace. You know, when you sit with Jesus and you're in agreement with him and you're just with him, you're just hanging out with him, and you're actually even like getting up every day and saying, okay, show me what else is in the way. You have that the patience, the goodness, the kindness to deal with others, that you're not going to have if you're not doing that, which is this whole point. You're not going to be able to move forward if you have sin in your life. If you're hanging out with things rather than Jesus. If you got to have this one thing, if you got to do this one thing. Oh, I think Jesus is saying it's okay. it's not my God or anything. But you know, you already know because you're hiding it from other people. Well, I don't want to tell them about this because they might think that, or they might remember that I'm not supposed to do that. And I'm not sure yet. So I'm just not going to tell this person that I usually share everything with what I'm doing. It's sin. And it's separating you from Jesus. And it's keeping you from his good. It's keeping you from his kindness, from being blessed, from being able to go and to do his work properly, to have authority over the enemy, because the enemy is having authority over you. When he controls you, then he's in authority over you. If you let him control you, he's in authority over you. You're not in authority over him. And you can't be in authority over him when you're in sin. And you're not going to even know that you're in sin without sitting with Jesus. You can start to recognize it when you lose your peace, your joy, when you can't tolerate things, when people are bugging you. It's because you didn't sit there with him. Because when you sit there with him, he shows you what's in the way. He's going to show you the things that you need to work on to get to that place. You know, he wants to send you out. He wants to put his anointing on you to go and do his work. And that's what the devil is trying to keep you from, doing that greater work. He wants to keep you home, distracted, worried about your life, how you look, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. On and on and on and on and on. Anything but building your character, sitting with Jesus, getting rid of the sin in your life. Worry, I mean, that's a huge thing. To get you to worry is getting you out of faith. And when you worry, you don't have time. Time to sit with Jesus, time for anything. Worry, worry, worry. Takes a lot of time. And it's impossible to please God without faith. Jesus is returning soon and he needs us to prepare the way for him. He needs us to do his work. He needs us to be in the place where we're willing to be tested, to see that we'll do everything he tells us to do, that we'll deny the enemy, we'll recognize him, and resist him. Recognize that we're feeling confused. Hey, I'm hiding this. I can't be doing this anymore. I thought it was right, but it's not. As soon as a spirit convicts you, let it go, let it drop, get rid of it. Drop it like a hot potato. We have to realize the importance of the vitalness of the Word of God. God doesn't change his mind. He means what he says. My dad was like that. He said something, he meant it. He'd never change his mind. When God tells you, no, don't do that, he's not going to change his mind and say, oh, it's okay, you can do it now. Maybe in some seasons of testing, but you will know them. You will have a peace. You won't be hiding that you're doing it. When you're hiding something, you know it's wrong. Stop. Stop doing it. God is convicting you. He's showing you it's wrong. Stop. Don't do it. It's a message I have for you today. Stop sinning. Get on his side. It's not a game. He's preparing. He's preparing for those who are going to be with him and those who aren't. He's calling us to do his work. Not to be hiding. Not to be playing a game with him. but to take him seriously and do what he said to do. And I just heard him say, get ready. I'm coming. You're not ready. You're hiding things. You're still sinning and you're thinking it's okay. You've fallen back into sin and it's not okay. And I'm giving you time to get ready. Hurry, saith the Lord. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for helping us, for showing us the truth, for showing us where the enemy is deceiving us and hiding in our minds his little lies. Thank you, Lord, for changing us into your likeness. Thank you that we can rely on you and you don't expect us to do it ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, he said he's knocking at the door of your heart. If you would heed his voice, he's going to come and live on the inside of you. He said he corrects those he loves. Let him correct you. Let him show you. Listen when he says you're hiding that. You know what's wrong. I'm testing you. Don't buy that for a while. Don't buy anything for a while. Change what you're eating for a while. Or maybe permanently, because that's what's making you sick and weak and tired. That will cause you heart disease. Listen, don't ignore him. Because on that day, he's going to say, I didn't know you. You ignored me. Lawlessness is sinning. Sinning is doing what you know not to do, either by the word or by his spirit telling you. That's why he said, if you heed my voice, I'll live on the inside of you. If you don't heed his voice, he's not there. If you're always ignoring him, he's not there. He can't protect you. And the enemy will take over your life. And he is out to still kill and destroy. And he will take that rug and pull it right out from under you. Disaster after disaster he will cause. If you allow him to, if you don't take authority over him by resisting him, he's going to take authority in your life. Thanks so much for listening today.